Hello, and welcome to episode 50 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about safer, more accurate gluten-free labeling, a gluten-neutralizing drug, the benefits of sourdough, avoiding the biopsy, a restaurant watch list, when doctors doubt their patients, and a roasted cashew and fennel snack. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2012, use the term PODCAST11, that's PODCAST in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Safer, more accurate gluten-free labeling. This just in from the United States Department of Health and Human Services, a public announcement regarding gluten allergy labeling. In 2007, the Federal Drug Administration had proposed a rule that fewer than 20 parts per million should be one of the criteria to define the term gluten-free. In 2011, the FDA opened up an opportunity for the public to comment on the proposed rule on gluten-free labeling. After they have considered the public comment, the FDA intends to issue, by the end of fiscal year 2012, a final rule that will define gluten-free for labeling food products, including dietary supplements. Gluten-neutralizing drug. Recent results from preclinical trials conducted by a biopharmaceutical development company suggest that a new drug might reduce the toxic effects of gluten in patients with celiac disease by reducing the body's digestion of wheat gluten. The drug also improves the immune response to gluten in rodents, as well as preventing gluten-induced pathological damage to the small intestine. The drug is not absorbed systemically, indicating that its gluten-neutralizing effects are likely safe. These data demonstrate a therapeutic potential for reducing or blocking gluten-induced disorders in humans with celiac disease. Benefits of sourdough. A team of researchers recently used lactic acid bacteria as starters for making corn, rice, and amaranth sourdoughs. They found that lactic acid bacteria grew well during fermentation and had a beneficial effect on celiac patients who ate bread using the gluten-free starter. From their results, the team concluded that sourdough fermentation might offer an easy and effective way to speed recovery from intestinal inflammation in celiac patients beginning a gluten-free diet. Avoiding the biopsy. The first step in diagnosing celiac disease is a blood test to check for anti-transglutaminase, or anti-TTG, antibodies. But in adults, a duodenal biopsy is still the gold standard for diagnosis, partially because of the risk of false positive results from a blood test. Researchers recently wondered if patients with the highest anti-TTG levels could be spared a duodenal biopsy, and if so, how high the levels would have to be. The researchers concluded that anti-TTG level 5 folds the upper limit of normal is the level that would 100% indicate duodenal atrophy. If a blood test shows such a level in a patient, then the biopsy could be avoided. Furthermore, biopsy could be avoided in 1/3 of all patients diagnosed. A diagnosis relying on the blood test alone rather than the duodenal biopsy had been suggested just for children. But the researchers of this study suggest that many adults could be spared as well. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Restaurant watch list. If a restaurant, bakery, or deli offers gluten-free options for salad, then the offer is often accompanied by an instruction, such as order the salad without croutons or order the mie without bread. But this is hazardous because if we define gluten-free as less than 20 parts per million, then the following factors must be followed by restaurants in order to ensure safety from gluten contamination. For example, for salads, use a separate strainer. Using a strainer that has been used for pastas or other gluten products can result in cross-contamination. Salad dressing. You know, many salad dressings have ingredients with hidden gluten like malt vinegar, spices, or natural flavorings. In the prep area, a salad prep station is usually located beneath shelves filled with bread. If bread is stored above the salad prep area, then the area cannot be safely maintained. Additionally, croutons and other gluten products should not be allowed in the gluten-free prep area. 1/6 of a breadcrumb is all it takes to contaminate a meal. On the grill, a grill must be properly cleaned before a gluten-free product is cooked on it. A dedicated area of the grill or kitchen is ideal. Also, many meats marinated in sauces have hidden gluten ingredients. Pizza and bakery. If the kitchen or oven has an exhaust fan, then it must be equipped with a screen to prevent gluten dispersal. And all mixing utensils, wooden spoons, bowls, and cutting boards must be sterilized or maintained separate for a gluten-free product. When doctors doubt patients. This story comes to us from the Spring 2012 Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Be sure to take a look at our online sample or sign up for your own copy at journalofglutensensitivity.org. An opinion article by Dr. DiSabatino and Dr. Carrazza, published in February 2012, issue of Annals of Internal Medicine, has unleashed a storm of opinion articles in the popular media casting doubt upon the gluten-free diet. One of the problems with the article is that it devalues a patient's participation in his or her own health care. Another problem is that the authors don't seem to believe the validity of how injurious gluten is to the human body in general and wish to prevent, as they state, a gluten preoccupation from evolving into the conviction that gluten is toxic for most of the population. The gluten-free diet is restrictive, inconvenient, and expensive. Why would anyone choose to follow such a diet without being convinced that it would preserve their health? Roasted fennel snack. This is essentially a crispy vegetable snack that will surprise you with its taste and versatility. Find the detailed recipe on our website. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Rinse and slice 4 large fennel bulbs, keeping some of the fronds. Lay the fronds in a large baking dish lined with tin foil and top with fennel bulb slices. Sprinkle with oil, lemon juice, lemon zest, cashews, cumin, sea salt, and bake for 25 to 30 minutes or until golden brown. Remove it from the oven, set aside to cool for 2 minutes before serving, and then serve it crispy and warm with a dollop of hummus, guacamole, or salsa. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition. From everyone here at celiac.com, thank you for listening.